The lack of international tourists is also bad news for Brussels. This is a disaster for our hotel sector, which is barely 20% occupied, said Fabian Hermans, director of the Brussels Federation of Hotels, Restaurants and Bars. Bruges still sees a lot of day visitors to local restaurants, bars and shops, but hotels are struggling. In 2019, German, French and Dutch tourists booked 3.5 million nights in Bruges hotels. It was a third of that last year. We have thought about giving up several times since the pandemic, said the owner of a small family hotel in the center. She asked to remain anonymous so as not to upset city officials she accuses of not doing enough to support local hotels. Most of her customers are Belgian, as other European tourists still struggle with travel restrictions. Each country has its own rules that constantly change, she said. People don't want to risk quarantine when they get back. For me, this pandemic has proved that there is no Europe. If it does not work at such a key time, then why does it exist at all? Deadly floods. As if the pandemic weren't enough, the country was hit by floods that killed dozens of people in mid-July. Wallonia saw dozens of buildings washed away plus families needing to be relocated. Households lost gas and electricity, and tons of garbage are still waiting to be cleared. The region will take time and money to recover, hurting the already struggling tourism sector. These floods took place just before the most profitable week for Walloon tourism, just before the week of July 21, Belgium's National Day. It is a very important week in terms of attendance and sales revenues, said Valérie Dabou, the tourism minister for the Wallonia regional government. The Walloon town of Dieuguy, nestled in the Ardennes and calling itself the smallest town on earth, is popular with local tourists. It was hammered by the floods, many of its hotels and restaurants were submerged. The sector is keen to reopen, in 3 to 4 days. Everything was cleaned, 80% of the businesses have reopened and are operating, said Philippe Antom, the mayor of Dieuguy. There are still 20% of businesses that have been more impacted. They will reopen in a few days and the last ones will reopen in early September. While Belgium may not be a touristic rival for Greece and Spain, cities like Bruges normally attract scores of visitors, Camille Guy/Politico. Local is beautiful. While traditional tourism is in trouble, the sector sees salvation in going green, relying more on people making shorter trips but staying longer rather than carbon-spewing visitors from across the ocean. In Bruges, people coming in from cruise ships would only snap a couple of photos and buy a few items before heading back. In Dieuguy, the season between last May and October was exceptional, said Bontom, as local tourism exploded between the two waves of the pandemic. To recover, the sector will have to focus on quality rather than quantity of tourists. Dabou said it's one of Wallonia's priorities for the future. We must foster this type of tourism, which was revealed by the health crisis, i.e. a tourism of proximity, a tourism of respect for nature, where we favor short supply circuits. In Flanders too, said De Wild, the recovery will have to be sustainable. We think about which offer we want to develop that will also benefit the local population and respect the soul of our destination, he said. Other destinations don't see that, and just want to attract as many tourists as possible. That will be a real drama. The strategy of boosting local tourism, including from neighboring countries, will also be prioritized in Bruges. Our emphasis will remain on quality tourism, said Defoe. There is an economic side to this. To compensate the loss of income from overseas visitors, Bruges wants to convince future visitors to spend a few days in the city. On the other side of the country, Dieuguy's mayor remains hopeful. The Christmas market is the highlight of the season. If in September everything can be reopened, he said, if the weather is fine and if we can do a Christmas market with guaranteed sanitary conditions, the season can still be saved. Despite those plans, Bruges mayor admits there's still a lot of insecurity. Of course we hope all the best for 2022, he said, but we said the same thing last year. Want more analysis from Politico? Politico Pro is our premium intelligence service for professionals. From financial services to trade, technology, cybersecurity and more, Pro delivers real-time intelligence, deep insight and breaking scoops you need to keep one step ahead. Email pro@politico.eu to request a complimentary trial.